Hare Krishna, welcoming all of you to the Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Shubha Vilas Prabhuji. Prabhuji is going to enlighten us on the topic of glories of Sri Gadadhar Das Goswami. Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you. Dandavach Pranam, please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada, all goes to Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much Prabhuji for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic. I'll hand out the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I'd like to offer my respects to all the devotees on this call. Before I begin, I'd like to offer a few prayers and then we can begin the session. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitamtam Sujivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Dalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Shute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasandhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadikaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Rama Ramo Hare 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 Krishna, very happy to be amidst all of you all here today on this Bhakti Sangha call and very grateful for the opportunity to serve you all once again. So today we are going to be discussing about two very exalted personalities whose appearance happens to be today. So both of them are from the pages of Chaitanya Chaitanya Mangal. So these are divine associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. So though there is not too much history of these two personalities described in the scriptures, but I'll just share whatever information is available. And more than just about these personalities, what we are going to be discussing today is about the mood with which these personalities lived their lives. And that's what is more important for us. So as far as the first person, Gadadhar Das Goswami, is concerned, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had two types of associates, or rather two groups of associates. The first group of associates were known as the Dwadasa Gopalas. And a lot of these, the great devotees in Mahaprabhu's movement are from this first category of people. They are like Abhiram Gopal, Dhananjay, and so many others, Gauridas Pandit, all of them fall under the Dwadasa Gopalas. And they used to serve Nityananda Prabhu in the mood of Sakhiras. So they were like friends. They were in the mood of intimacy and of friendship. And the second group was very much immersed in Madhurya Ras. And Gadadhar Das Goswami is in that category, the second category of people who were immersed in Madhurya Ras. If everyone wondered why Gadadhar Goswami was so immersed in Madhurya Ras, if only people understand who he was in his original Swarupa, they would never ever have this doubt of why he was so immersed in Madhurya Ras. Gadadhar Goswami. So in Chatan Charitamrita Krishna Leela, we find every person is a personification or is a expansion of something connected with Krishna Leela. So every person in Gaur Leela is connected with Krishna Leela in some way or the other. So here, Gadadhar Das Goswami is an expansion of two personalities. So we find a lot of these, you can say, double expansions, you know, in the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Like Haridas Thakur sometimes is considered to be Brahma himself. And then Haridas Thakur is also considered to be, you know, the expansion of Prahlad. You know. So many of these great personalities, they are always having, you know, a merge of two different great qualities. You know. So here we find Gadadhar Das Goswami is a combination of two very important, you know, aspects of the Supreme Lord. I won't say personalities for now. So one is there is a personality, there is a divine person named Chandrakanta Gopi. Chandrakanta Gopi is from the Krishna Leela, and she was an expansion of Radharani's effulgence. The effulgence of Radha transformed into a gopi known as Chandrakanti Gopi. And Gadadhar Das Goswami is a expansion, or rather is a personification, or rather it is a, he's an a part expansion of Chandrakanta Gopi. And in addition, he is also an expansion of a personality named Purnananda. Purnanada. Purnanada is an expansion of Lord Balaram's girlfriend. One of Balaram's girlfriend is expanded into Purnanada. And Purnanada is also, you know, like a part expansion of Gadadhar Das Goswami. So Gadadhar Das Goswami is a combination of Chandrakanti Gopi and Purnanada. So that is how, Gadadhar Das Goswami is directly connected with Krishna Leela in this very, very significant and a very, very powerful way. So Gadadhar Das was therefore an associate of both Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Why? Simply because Gadadhar Das was a combination of the effulgence of Srimati Radharani and the girlfriend of Balaram. So now, naturally, he is on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's side also, who is Radha, Krishna in the mood of Radharani. And he is also connected with Nityananda Prabhu, because Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram. And, this Gadadhar Das Goswami in his previous Leela was Balaram's girlfriend. So that is how we find that that is the greatness of the personality of Gadadhar Das Goswami. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in his Chaitanya Charitamrita, he describes Lord Chaitanya as Radha Bhava Dyuti Sulalita. So here the word, it actually, when we hear the word Dyuti, the word Dyuti, Radha Bhava Dyuti Sulalita. So here the word Radha Bhava means he is in the mood of Radharani. And also he is having the luster, effulgence of Radharani. Dyuti. The word Dyuti is luster or effulgence. So that means Krishna is having the emotions and the bodily luster of Radha. And Gadadhar Das is that luster, is that Dyuti. And therefore Gadadhar Das is many times called as the personification of Radha's effulgence. Now, Gadadhar Das Goswami was so absorbed in Madhurya Leela of the Lord that many times when he would be walking, you know, Lord, he would be a constant, he would travel with Lord Nityananda Prabhu quite a bit. And while he would be traveling with Nityananda Prabhu, sometimes he would just get absorbed in Madhurya Ras. And he would begin speaking like a gopi. He would, take a pot of clay pot of Ganga water on his head. And he would walk like a gopi with water, carrying the pot. And he would start shouting, you know, will anyone want to buy milk? Will anyone want to buy yogurt? Just like the gopis of Vrindavan. And people would get completely bewildered and confused, you know. But he was in another realm only. Gadadhar Das was also one of Lord Nityananda Prabhu's chief preachers in Bengal. And Nityananda Prabhu was on this mission of delivering all the most sinful and the most wretched of the people. And Gadadhar Das was completely in that same mood. And he would do everything possible to make the Yavanas, the most sinful people, take to Krishna consciousness. One day, Gadadhar Das was chanting the holy names, dancing, singing. And while dancing and singing so madly, he reached the house of a Qazi. And you know, Qazis are Muslim magistrates. You know, they're like governors, basically. So he reached the house of a Qazi and began to intensely chant the holy names, dance, sing outside the house with all musical instruments. So the Qazi was really irritated. You know, just imagine somebody is just outside your house constantly banging, singing, dancing. So the Qazi came out to chastise him for disturbing his peace. And as the Qazi came out, Qazi was stunned when he looked at the effulgence, the attractive beauty of Gadadhar Das Goswami. Gadadhar Das Goswami was so beautiful, so handsome to look at. You can imagine the divine effulgence of Srimati Radharani. The Radha is so beautiful. And the effulgence of Radha is extremely beautiful. And Gadadhar Das was a personification of that effulgence. So when the Qazi saw Gadadhar Das, he was stunned by the beauty of Gadadhar Das. And he couldn't speak much. And Gadadhar Das walked up to the Qazi, embraced the Qazi, and he said, "Gaur Nityanand have appeared to deliver the whole world, and they have given the sweet holy names of Hari." He said, "Why don't you also chant the name of Hari?" And the Qazi was like, you know, he just wanted to get rid of these people, but he also didn't want to do anything offensive because he was actually taken aback by the beauty of Gadadhar Das. So he just postponed the whole thing. He just said, as he said, "Tomorrow I shall chant the name of Hari." So the moment Gadadhar Das heard Qazi by mistake chanting the name of Hari, by saying, "Tomorrow I'll chant the name of Hari," Gadadhar Das became mad. He said, "You already have chanted. What are you saying? You're saying you'll chant tomorrow. You already chanted today. And the name of Hari is so powerful. It will destroy all your sins and purify your existence." And when the Qazi heard Gadadhar, Qazi was really impressed. He actually immediately fell at the feet of Gadadhar Das Goswami and took shelter of Gadadhar Das Goswami instantly. And that's how powerful this great personality Gadadhar Das Goswami was. And that's one of the greatnesses of this personality. Today also we are going to be celebrating the appearance of Dhananjay Pandit, another very exalted personality. So he is considered to be Vasudama. He is one of Krishna's friends in Krishna Leela. There's a book called Gaur Ganadesh Deepika. This book has all the previous lives of personalities, who they were in their previous life. So this book talks about Dhananjay Pandit being a personality known as Vasudama. So so Dhananjay Pandit, he was Nityananda Prabhu's very very dear he was Nityananda Prabhu's very dear associate. And he was a very renounced person, full of love for Krishna. And Dhananjay Pandit, he was born to a father and mother from a small village known as Jariagram in Chittagong district. And his father's name was Bandupadhyay, and his mother's name was Kalindi. And his wife, he was married to a lady named Haripriya. So it is explained that Dhananjay Pandit, he used to offer respects to Tulsi Devi on a regular basis, 3 times a day. And he was so renounced and so exalted in his pastimes, in his preaching and his service, that practically he, for him, family life and the whole idea of living a regular life didn't appeal to him at all. He was married when he was very young, but very soon after his marriage, he went on a pilgrimage. And his father gave a lot of wealth to him for traveling expenses. But Dhananjay Pandit was so renounced that he gave all that money that his father gave him to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And instead, he carried a begging bowl and he went on a pilgrimage. So Dhananjay Pandit is considered to be one of those very renounced personalities. And it is explained that Dhananjay Pandit participated in Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan pastimes in Navadvip. We hear of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's exalted Sankirtan pastimes, and Dhananjay Pandit was part of it. You can imagine how exalted he'll be, because Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan pastimes were very, very restricted. Not everyone was allowed to participate in them. And from Navadvip, Dhananjay Pandit returned to his hometown, and from there he went on a pilgrimage to Vrindavan. And before traveling to Vrindavan, he offered everything to Mahaprabhu, all the wealth. And Nityananda Prabhu, so Dhananjay Pandit was very closely associated with Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu, as I said, he loved to deliver the most fallen and atheistic people. So Nityananda Prabhu was not interested in the classes. Lord Chaitanya was interested in classes, delivering classes. If you look at Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disciples, they were the most exalted of the personalities. Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, they were like prime minister and finance ministers. Personalities like Pundarik Vidyanidhi, personalities like Ramananda Rai, these are the kind of associates that Mahaprabhu had. Swarup Damodar. And so these were the kind of people that Mahaprabhu was dealing with. Sarva Bhattacharya, such exalted people. But Nityananda Prabhu was dealing with the exact opposite. He was dealing with the masses. He was dealing with the most fallen of the fallen people. His disciples were Jagai and Madai, and the most fallen drunkards and useless people of that time. Srila Prabhupada is a personification of both these personalities. He preached to the masses also. If you look at the kind of people that he preached to, all the hippies were nothing, very much something like what Nityananda Prabhu was preaching to in Bengal, Jagai and Madais. And Prabhupada preached to the hippies also. And at the same time, he preached to the classes. He preached to, George Harrison, Alfred Ford, and, really aristocratic people also. Ministers in India, so many exalted people taking, very high-class people taking shelter of Prabhupada. So Prabhupada is a personification of both Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So Nityananda Prabhu delivered the masses, the most fallen and the atheistic people. And the power of Nityananda Prabhu to preach to the most fallen conditioned souls was manifested in Dhananjay. So Dhananjay Pandit converted so many robbers and atheists in the area in which he was staying into devotees. So Dhananjay Pandit was an exalted Vaishnava. And Nityananda Prabhu, it is explained that Nityananda Prabhu permanently resided in the heart of Dhananjay Pandit. Chaitanya Bhagavat explains this. And so that is how we find that Dhananjay Pandit's exalted personality is connected to today's times. Actually, I think if I'm not mistaken, today is the disappearance day of Dhananjay Pandit. He is considered, this is Shukla Ashtami of Kartik month. So there is a disappearance time of Dhananjay Pandit. So we are celebrating both these exalted Vaishnavas and exalted personalities in Vrindavan, Gaur Leela. And when we look at these personalities, and when we just look at the way in which these personalities lived their life, it is just so amazing. So I wanted to share with you all some thoughts on how Mahaprabhu trained his people and Lord Nityananda Prabhu trained his people. And what is the mood in which all these exalted personalities were trained? It is explained that every person, every human being that is born in this world is born with four debts. All of us have four debts that we should repay immediately and as much as possible. The first is we have debts to the gods. We have to repay the debts to the gods by performing yajna. So when we perform yajna, we are repaying our debts to the gods. Sankirtan yajna is a particular type of yajna. So that is one way to repay the debt to the gods. We also have debt to the rishis, to the sages. And we repay the debt to the sages by performing study and tapasya. When we study scriptures, we're actually repaying our debt to the sages. And when we are performing tapasya, austerities, then we are repaying our debt to the sages. The third is the debt to the pitris, the forefathers. We repay the debt to the pitris by performing, you know, usually for grihasthas, by giving birth to a son, and you know, by performing shraddha, by performing, you know, the rituals of shraddha. So these are the way we repay back debt to the ancestors. And finally, we repay back debt to humanity. We have a debt to humanity itself, you know. We all live in societies and we have live in, you know, any kind of structured housing. We depend on roads and highways and so many things. So there is a collective debt we have towards humanity. And we repay back that collective debt towards humanity by serving humanity, by doing some seva. And that is the way in which we repay our debt to these four personalities that we have debt towards. And if you look at the way our acharyas have trained us, our acharyas, all the Gaudiya Vaishnava acharyas have trained us to repay all these debts, especially the last debt, which is the debt towards humanity. We repay the debt by giving everyone the holy names of the Lord. That is the highest service you can do to humanity. And when we look at all these exalted personalities in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find all of them lived a life of giving. You know, look at personalities like Raghunath Das Goswami. His parents, his father and his uncle, they were earning at that point in time, 500 years before, they were earning 200,000 gold coins per month. Was their monthly earning. 200,000 gold coins. Can you imagine what was an amount 500 years back? And Raghunath Das Goswami was the only heir to the entire property and the wealth. His uncle didn't have children. So Raghunath Das was technically going to get everything. But Raghunath Das was least interested in all that thing. He was constantly wanting to take shelter of Mahaprabhu. Rupa Goswami, again, another very, very exalted personality. Now, who was Rupa Goswami? He was such a scholar. And more than that, he was such an exalted devotee. When he was working for Nawab Hussain Shah, at one point, Rupa Goswami was called by the king, by the Nawab, in the middle of the night, late in the night, literally. And it was raining intensely. It was such an intense amount of rain that, you know, Rupa Goswami was thinking, how will I go? But anyway, the Nawab has called, so I have to go. So Rupa Goswami got into a palanquin, and there were bearers that were carrying Rupa Goswami towards the palace of Nawab Hussain Shah. And at one point during that, you know, journey, rain became so intense that they just couldn't see anything. So Rupa Goswami had to take shelter of a house, smaller house that was on the street. And the palanquin of Rupa Goswami was placed next to the window of the house, literally. So from the window, there were noises of people speaking coming in. So Rupa Goswami could hear, but obviously the people inside didn't know that there was somebody outside the house. So there was a husband and wife that were talking, and the husband was telling his wife that only a fool will travel in such a rain. Rupa Goswami was outside traveling. And Rupa Goswami, that one statement of the husband hit him so hard. He decided, what am I doing with my life? What am I doing acting like a servant to this stupid Nawab? And he decided, I want to quit now. And I want to live a life of serving and giving. That night, Rupa Goswami took the decision of quitting. All these personalities that we see in the Chaitanya-charitamrita are connected to Mahaprabhu's Leela, whether it is Gadadhar Pandit, whether it is Dhananjay Pandit, whether it is Raghunath Das Goswami, whether it is Rupa Goswami. All these personalities lived a life of giving. They all lived a life of taking before. Rupa Goswami was a minister, you know. Raghunath Das Goswami was exalted and rich. But that life did not satisfy them. That life did not give them happiness, pleasure, satisfaction. They felt it was just meaningless. And therefore, they decided to live a life of giving. In our scriptures, we find the essence of all our teachings, the entire Gaudiya Vaishnava teaching, if you want to put it in three words, it just summarizes everything we do in our life, in our spiritual life, summarizes into three words. Namaruchi, Jivadaya, and Vaishnava Seva. This is the essence of what spiritual life is for us. What is it? Namaruchi is taste for the holy name. Jivadaya is compassion towards other living entities. And Vaishnava Seva is service to Vaishnavas, to devotees. And if you look at these three things, which are considered to be the essence of spiritual life, of these three things, only one is for us, our benefit. Rather, only one is, of course, all are for our benefit, but one is directly, you know, connected to us. But the other two are about serving others. Namaruchi is taste for the holy name, means our personal sadhana. But Jivadaya is serving, showing compassion to other living entities. And Vaishnava Seva is serving the devotees. That means, of these three, two are about giving. That means, in our entire life, you want to divide our entire life into three parts. You know, one third of our life is Namaruchi specifically, you know. And two thirds of our life is Jivadaya. Or rather, it's for others, basically. Of course, by doing Jivadaya, you also develop Namaruchi. By doing Vaishnava Seva, you also develop Namaruchi. So they're all interconnected, you know. And by doing Namaruchi, you develop compassion. And by developing Namaruchi, you also want to do service to Vaishnavas. So it's all interconnected, right? Like Rupa Goswami was intensely meditating and performing his sadhana at one point, sitting under a tree, and he was just so absorbed in Krishna Leela. He actually was immersed in, got into a pastime of Krishna. And in his vision, he actually could see a powerful pastime. He saw that Radha was picking up flowers from a tree. And as she was picking up flowers from a tree, there was a particular branch where there was really nice flowers. And she was trying to reach out to that branch to pick up the flowers from that branch. And as she tried to pick up the flowers, the branch was a little on the higher side. So she had to kind of really, try her best. And Krishna was on top of the tree. He was hiding within the foliage of the tree. And what Krishna did was he pressed his feet on the tree, on that branch. The branch came down. And as the branch came down, Radha was so happy that the branch is coming down on its own. And Radha caught that branch. She was plucking flowers. And suddenly Krishna released his feet. And as soon as Krishna released his feet, the branch shot up. And Radha was pulled along with Krishna, with the branch on top. And she was like hanging in the air, you know. And she was screaming. That's exactly what Rupa Goswami was seeing in his vision. He was in Samadhi. See, there is Naam Rupa Guna Leela. So the first thing that when we chant the holy names, slowly the form of the Lord gets revealed to us. And then the guna or the good qualities of the Lord get revealed to us. And then the Leela, the pastimes of the Lord get revealed to us. So Rupa Goswami was in a state of seeing the pastimes of the Lord. So many of the pastimes that we hear of and we see the acharyas talking, we say, where did this pastime come from? It doesn't have to come from anywhere. It's the way the Lord reveals to them in their mind. So the acharya, so Rupa Goswami is absorbed in this. Suddenly his meditation broke. And then he was wondering why the meditation broke. What had happened was, when Rupa Goswami was absorbed in this pastime, he closed his eyes and he was absorbed. And Radha flew into the air, you know, holding that branch. Rupa Goswami started laughing like anything. He just enjoyed, he loved that joke that Krishna had done. And there was a very elderly Vaishnava who was passing by. And unfortunately, he was crippled. He was not able to walk properly. You know. So when he saw Rupa Goswami laughing, he thought that he is laughing at me. And this Vaishnava felt really offended. And he just walked away. He didn't say anything, but he just walked away feeling very offended. And as soon as this Vaishnava felt offended, the vision broke. Rupa Goswami's samadhi broke. You can imagine what a direct connection it was. One little offense to a devotee, the samadhi broke of Rupa Goswami, such an exalted Vaishnava. You can imagine what happens to you and me. Our samadhi is, first of all, is so unstable. And then on top of that, if we end up offending devotees, what is going to happen to our samadhi? What is going to happen to our absorption? Right? And therefore, it is so very important that we be very careful when we are dealing with Vaishnavas, when we are dealing with devotees. Because in that dealing of with devotees, so our Namaruchi is connected with Vaishnava Seva and Jivadaya. So when Rupa Goswami shared this experience with Sanatana Goswami, Sanatana Goswami immediately pointed it out. He said, you must have offended someone. And then Sanatana Goswami gave him an idea of how to undo the offense. He said, call all the Vaishnavas for a feast and feed them sumptuously. And any Vaishnava who doesn't come from, you know, in Vrindavan, usually if you call sadhus for a feast, everyone comes first. He says, any Vaishnava that doesn't come for the feast, you should know that person is the one who is offended with you. And then Rupa Goswami called everyone, and there was one, this particular Vaishnava that didn't come. So then Rupa Goswami went and begged forgiveness, explained to him what had happened, and then this Vaishnava forgave him, and then Rupa Goswami's samadhi actually returned back. So there's a deep connection between Namaruchi, Jivadaya, and Vaishnava Seva. And therefore, when all of us, we're trying to practice our spiritual lives, we need to understand that the ability for us to, understand the sync between all the three is so very important. Namaruchi, Jivadaya, and Vaishnava Seva. Sometimes we're so absorbed in our own samadhi and our own chanting, hearing process that we forget that we also have a responsibility of Jivadaya and Vaishnava Seva. They're all interconnected with one another. And with their all things that we need to prioritize in our lives. So if you look at the way in which, these great devotees that we spoke about are living their lives, they live a life balanced and they live a life where they do all the three in the most exalted way. And that is the way in which Krishna consciousness is shaped. If you look at Srila Prabhupada himself, Prabhupada had a very, very great, wonderful balance of all the three. He did all three to perfection. And of course, we cannot do anything to perfection, but at least we can aspire to, to follow the footsteps of these exalted souls and understand what it takes to take up Krishna consciousness very seriously and very, very powerfully. So, when we look at Krishna consciousness in that point of view, this body, it actually becomes a facility for us to perfect our lives. God has made this body. The body is called a sadhana bhavan. Bhavan means house, right? So, can there be a house without doors? Not possible. The only place that doesn't have doors or windows is a grave. See the boxes that are made, graves in graves, tombs, You don't find doors and windows in a grave, right? One way, go in, seal it, that's all. No doors, no windows. There are only walls in a grave. But in a house, there has to be doors. So this, but this, usually houses have doors and the doors are locked. Now, the interesting thing is, where the lock is. If the lock is inside, it's a house. But if the lock is outside, it's a prison. So in prison also, there are walls on three sides and there'll be a door on one side. But the difference between a house and prison is that in a house, you come inside and you lock the door from inside. But in a prison, you come inside and somebody else locks the door from outside. So the house, this body is compared to bhavan. The body is not a prison. The body is not a grave. The body has a, that means all of us, the body is meant for sadhana. And the speciality of this body is that it has doors. If you do not search for those doors, you feel trapped inside this body. Like a person who gets surrounded by thieves on all sides, he finds no way to escape. Similarly, a man finds himself trapped, surrounded by all these energies, by time factor, by karma that he does, and all these that surround you and trap a person. And therefore, you need a door to get out of this trap, this material body. And what is that door? The door is very much there for all of us, but we need to search for it. The process of sadhana bhakti helps us find that door to get out of this this body and perfect our life. In fact, if a man surrounded on all four sides, if he can find the door, then his life is sorted. God has already given us a door for liberation. But the problem is, we don't find the door. We are so distracted, just like, suppose, there's a person who is blindfolded, and the person is told that you have to, without opening your eyes, without opening the blindfold, you have to find the door. So how do you find the door? You just keep touching, and at some place you'll find door. Now, usually what happens to all of us is, when we keep touching, and when we are reaching the door, exactly when we are finding, going to touch the door, suddenly our head scratches. We lift our hand and scratch our head and we lose the door. And again, we take another round and come, and exactly when you're going to touch the door, suddenly, we have a scratch somewhere else, and hand scratches, or we get a phone call. So every time we're coming towards the door, we lose it. We get distracted by something else. And therefore, we need someone who will help us not get distracted. And that's what the spiritual master is, the guru is. The guru plays that role of helping us not become distracted by all this razzle-dazzle of this world and focus on the path of bhakti. Focus on that door that will help us achieve liberation, freedom from the cycle of birth and death. Hare Krishna. I'll stop here. Any quick questions or comments? Be happy to take and discuss.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for wonderful class. Really very wonderful pastimes, Prabhu. If anybody have any questions or realizations, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandot Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, very nice class, Prabhuji. No questions. It's very nice to hear about the great personalities on their appearance day. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very enlightening class. Hare Krishna.
Very well. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Very grateful to be up with all of you all on this call. And wishing all of you all a very auspicious Kartik month, and wishing all of you all a very happy Krishna conscious journey. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for your enlightening class today. We are very grateful to you, Prabhu. We look forward for your recession again in future. If nobody have any question, we can end the call here. Paying obeisances to Prabhuji and all the devotees. Vancha kalpa tarubhyasya. Kripa Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shubha Vilas Prabhuji ki jai.
Jai.
Humble devotees. Hare Krishna.
Dandavat Pranam Prabhuji.